Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Hey, everybody, we discovered that Ben on the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast may have the smallest amount of knowledge when it comes to the royal family. That led us to giving him a very basic royal family quiz. Actually, we did find out that he knows a little bit more than he let on, but still, it's pretty ridiculous. That was part of what we did. And then we kind of fell into talking about fun things that happened on the radio back in the day, you know, essentially, you know, the old Joe stunts where we would send Joe off on capers because it popped into our brains when we sent Joe to England for the royal wedding. And it was just a fun discussion. I want you to listen to it and hopefully you'll enjoy it. This is what happens on the Patreon once a week with the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. Hell, we went almost 2 hours on this most recent edition of the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. The full show is at patreon.com/Eric Zane if you want to check it out. It's $5 or $10 a month. It's the whole Patreon is a great accompaniment for the regular daily free podcast. And for just $5 a month, you get all of the audio. And I give you about 15 hours a week on there to go with the 10 or so that we put out on the free podcast. So there you go. That's a lot to listen to while you are at work. Keep you entertained, hopefully. $10 a month gets you the audio, the video, the live streams, participating on the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast via Zoom. It's all great. Hope you like it. If not, that's fine too. I just appreciate the time you spend in here enjoying this. Okay, here you go.
Ben. Eric. Ben. Eric. Ben. Eric. E-R-I-C. Eric. E-N. Ben.
All right. Which I got to admit, of all the story, I mean, doing what we have to do for a living, you kind of have to know about this shit. And that's probably why Amanda was screaming at me on the show. You didn't read the article because she knows everything there is to know about the royal family, apparently. And I was fucking it up. But I got to say that when it comes to the royal family, never before has there been such a large story that I've known so little about these people.
Yes.
Are you with me?
I'm in the same boat. I made a joke earlier when I was with my girlfriend and her family that my girlfriend was going to announce that she is the new queen, but I had no idea like who came next.
Right. And that's called succession, Ben.
Yes.
You didn't know that it was no. Prince Charles.
Correct.
But you know who Prince Charles is, right?
I thought I asked if it was Meghan Markle, if she was going to be queen.
I'm getting a lot of confounded looks on the faces of the audience here. That is predominantly women, by the way. It is interesting that you don't know. You really don't know shit. I mean, I even know that. I mean, it goes Charles and then it goes his son, which I think is William.
I thought you knew nothing about this.
Well, the succession is not that big of a deal. I'm talking about the backstory leading up to it and about what they actually do in their roles. It's largely ceremonial what they do. It's not like they have any real power. Amanda says Ben lives under a fucking rock.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay, so you know now that there's no longer a queen, there's a king, right?
Correct. King Charles III, right?
Correct.
Yes.
Do you know who King Charles' wife is?
Hells no. I didn't see it in any of the articles or mentioned in any of the articles' headlines about what's going on, so I have no clue.
Okay. Her name is Camilla.
Okay.
Does that name ring a bell? Camilla Parker Bowles.
Camilla might ring a bell, but not the rest of the name.
Who was King Charles III's wife prior to Camilla?
Was it Princess Diana?
Yes.
Okay, yes. Good guess.
Who is Prince Charles, King Charles' oldest son?
Well, didn't you say William?
Correct.
You said you gave it away already. Yeah.
Who is he married to?
Is it Kate?
Close enough.
I almost said Kate Upton.
Kate Middleton.
Okay. All right.
Princess Kate, which I think that's just what she goes by. I don't think she goes by Kate Middleton.
So he's next in line, right? After King Charles.
Oh my God. Yes. So that'll that'll be in our lifetime. Probably.
Right. Yeah.
Because the old man's 73.
Right.
And then that's it. Unless we die early, die young.
Correct.
Okay? Well, not me. I mean, you got to believe they're extremely long lived. He'll probably live to at least 90.
Right.
And that'll make me I'll be old as shit, man.
Well, how old was Queen Elizabeth?
96.
Okay. Damn.
Who was the late Queen Elizabeth's husband?
I have no idea.
His name is Prince Philip.
Okay.
She actually married her cousin.
Oh.
Third cousin.
Oh, okay.
Third cousin.
Nice.
Okay. More royal trivia with Ben. Who is the future King William's brother?
Harry?
Yes!
All right.
Who's Harry's wife?
Is that Meghan Markle?
Yes! Oh, my God! Okay.
Where does Prince Andrew fall into all this?
All right. Now, he is the brother of... What do you think?
William? No? King Charles?
Yes!
Okay.
Okay. Now, if I'm not mistaken, the king has a sister.
Okay.
And if he were to say, hey, I don't want to be the king anymore.
Yeah.
That's called abdicating the throne.
Okay.
Then it would go to her, his sister. No.
Why not Andrew?
Wait a second here. You guys think that it goes to William? No, it goes to William if he dies. Are you sure? Hold on a second here.
Oh, boy.
I'm not 100% sure.
Okay.
But an abdication has occurred before.
I know it. That's how King George became
Elizabeth's dad.
Right.
But it's because Edward didn't have any kids.
Oh, okay.
So it went to his brother.
Okay, let me look this up.
So you have to have kids to get the role?
Yeah. Will William become king? No, okay.
Andrew doesn't have any kids. He just likes them.
I don't know if Andrew has kids. I fucked that up then. That's why Amanda was screaming at me, because I was convinced that if they say, hey, I don't want to be king, it goes to the brother. But that's obviously not correct, because I wanted the idea of Andrew being the king of England, the one who liked to have sex with kids that were trafficked and hung out with Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah.
Is
he disowned by the whole family?
Well, the mom is the Queen of England who just died. That's his mother.
Yeah.
And she does not believe the victims. She thinks it's all hogwash.
Okay.
So you know, I mean, it's kind of crazy that all of this happened. And she, I mean, I think the world kind of gave her a pass
because she's so old
yeah. and a mom, you know, right. because you didn't hear a word about, I think that was mentioned. Well, I heard that mentioned once in the last 24 hours about how she denounced the victims, you know?
Okay.
Okay. So let's see. Any other trivia for Ben? That's exhausting my knowledge of this. That I don't know anything else about it. And all I know
what's William's kid's name? Who's going to be the king when William dies?
Oh, this I do know. The king so the guy who's going to be king, just like she said, has a son.
Yeah.
Do you know his name?
No. I have no clue.
I don't know either. Is it Harry?
It's George, I think.
It's George.
I think it's George.
Okay.
Which, of course, is after Elizabeth's dad.
Yes, yes. Okay. Well, that's it. That's all I got. That's all I got about that. Please.
Question. Have there really, in all of England's history, only been two Charleses before this Charles? Or how does it become Charles III?
Shit, I don't know, man. Amanda, start over. I accidentally muted you.
There have been two previous King Charles, yes. So he's the third.
All right. Well,
that's how you tell the difference. Like Elizabeth was actually the second Queen Elizabeth.
Kenny writes, who gives the shit? And then Stevie says, exactly, Kenny. Well, that's the thing. And that's how we got to this point in the conversation. There is such a disconnect from the rest of the world and the monarchy. Yes. There are other monarchies in the world, like Saudi Arabia has a king, and those fuckers are crazy, you know? Right. But did you know that the queen is the king of like Canada too?
What?
She's the queen of Canada. And now it's the king of Canada. Canada has a king. It's that dude.
Okay.
I didn't know that shit.
Me neither.
Eric, all I want to know is who's going to take care of her corgis? Who's going to take care of her dogs?
She has corgis.
She does. She has had them for her whole time. She used to breed them, I guess. And she stopped several years ago because she didn't want them to outlive her. But I think there's still
She's got three left.
She's got three.
Well, they should send them here. We're taking all the beagles. We might as well just send them over to something. So,
she was 96. She didn't take care of them anyway.
Yes, they probably.
I have a question for Amanda.
She couldn't even take care of her own self. She was wearing diapers.
Those corgis probably ate her corpse.
They're wealthier than I am.
I'm sorry, Amanda. Stevie, go ahead.
Okay, so on the Canadian money, last time I was there, I mean, it's been a while, but don't they have a picture of Queen Elizabeth on the Canadian money? So do they switch it now? Do they, like, reissue all their money or what?
No.
That I have no idea.
No, there was a thing on CNN. Presidents. They are changing the money. They said they're changing the currency. It will be
We don't change our currency to the new president.
They are changing the currency. It was on one of the news stations.
What a stupid waste.
All right. Yeah. Thank you, Linda, because I was thinking about that yesterday. I'm like, well, the song is
God Save the King. Not
They had to change the song.
Yes.
Yeah. I heard that today, but I didn't hear anything about the money. I was curious about that because my husband collects
money. I need to look back. Back in the day, we used to come up with these long form capers that we would send Joe out onto at great expense, but they were epic.
Right.
The running with the bulls, going to usher Lindsay Lohan out of the courthouse.
Yes.
Going to England when Harry got married.
Yes. I remember that.
Or was it William or Harry? It was the William. I forget. Yeah, it was the William wedding.
Whoever gets the first one, Kate. Yeah,
and I don't know why we got out of the mode of doing that, but I think things got a lot less interesting when we did get out of the mode of thinking like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Going off on a tangent, the idea, going to Michael Jackson's childhood home. You're right. Oh, that was incredible. That's right. And Joe's getting on TV with ease on all these things.
While you guys were live on the radio.
Right. And then the idea of him, getting people to donate vehicles. He gets the shitbox truck minivan painted.
Yeah.
The Lindsay Lohan Freedom Machine. He drives across the country and picks up the viral video sensation, Double Rainbow Guy. He picked him up.
Right.
His name was Bear. And then the amount of body odor that the guy had as they have to drive all the way from Yosemite down to Los Angeles with this stinky fucker so Joe can drop him off at Jimmy Kimmel's.
That's right.
So he chose his ride to get there.
Yeah.
My God,
that's crazy.
And then so that was incredible. But then the idea that we sent him to England for the royal wedding, and then Steve shooting all these video, and we would post daily updates. I mean, this was something. And then the actual wedding.
He made him ask where William's mother was.
Yes. 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 I'm going to call you Kenny, because I was just about to get to that, but thanks. 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 I was just about to get to that. Maybe a little wine. Thank you, Mrs. Hinson, for, thank you. Yeah, guys. Yeah. Joe asked about where his mom was. That's funny.
God, I wish I could remember, because I remember him being there for the announcement or whatever it was, and him being in the crowd.
It was, I remember
it so awkward.
He bent down after that moment, and then, where's his mom? And he gets down on his hands and knees to tie his shoe or something.
Yeah.
And for some reason, he asked the guy, he goes, "Hey, I really like your pants. Where did you get them?" Oh my God. So that, Jesus. Yeah. Those were good times, to be sure.
That's it. The Ben and Eric Patreon podcast free view. Hope you enjoyed it. Check out the full show, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Till next time. See ya.
This season, Instacart has your back to school, as in they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first call your parents to say, "I'm sorry," and then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.